Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Andrew Bonham, the president and CEO of Tarkett North America. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. I met you briefly at Neocon. You've had this role since March. I'm sure it's been a rapid learning curve. I wanted to talk a little bit about your background and a little bit of Tarkett North America's strategy moving forward. Just real quick, if you let me run through a few things. Professionally, you coming here in the flooring business is new to you. You spent time at Colfax, Allied Signal, W.R. Grace, and 10 years or so at GE Plastics, right?
That's correct.
Some people might find it interesting. You're born in Spain, and yet you're an American citizen. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I just happened to be born when my father was stationed in Madrid as the military attaché at the time. And so I'm an Army brat.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to describe me.
Okay. Well, interesting, too, your education. You got an undergrad at Virginia Tech in mechanical engineering. And you got an MBA from Averett University, which is also in Virginia. So you spent all your education years in the state of Virginia, right?
I did. My dad happened to be at the Pentagon when I went to undergraduate school, and I wanted to be an engineer. So yeah. I chose to go to Virginia Tech, and then I had gone to work for GE, and GE had moved me a number of times, and I happened to be back in the southern part of Virginia at the time, and they sent me back to go ahead and get my MBA.
The reason this role was open, most people know the history. Jeff Batita was the head of Tarkett North America, and then Glenn Morrison took that role as Jeff retired, and then Glenn got promoted to take Michelle Gannuzzi's role, and he's now the CEO of Tarkett Worldwide. And that opens the door for you, and then they recruited you, and here you start this job in March. A couple of the little news items. Some people will remember that at Neocon this year, Tarkett did really well, won 3 Best of Neocon awards, so you had to be pleased with that, weren't you?
I was very pleased with it, and I really believe that the design team here is really doing a great job understanding what the future trends are going to be. And it's not just with one material or one type of flooring. It's with carpet, it's with carpet tile, it's with LVT, it's with our rubber flooring products. And I really think that we're starting to accelerate in that area of the business.
Yeah, under design, you've got Chris Stulpin heading that up, who came to Tarkett from Mohawk. So you do have some good leadership there. Tarkett Worldwide just announced they're publicly traded, based in Paris, and just came out with their first half, second quarter results. And just to run through that real quick, Tarkett's second quarter sales up 5.3%, but still for the first half down 8.3% in sales. So first quarter must have been down considerably, right?
Yeah, first quarter was soft. I think it was a combination of a strong finish at the end of last year and then timing of orders coming in. From an overall perspective, there isn't any worry about it because we see a pretty good order book, and the trend heading into the future looks pretty opportunistic.
Okay, and where most of my listeners are focused is North America, and I'm just pulling from the financials released last week that North America grew 3.7% organic growth in Q2. Much of that is attributed to the launch of a resilient product called ProGen, right?
Yeah, we've had some nice success with ProGen and our resilient business. It seems to have found a sweet spot in the market, and that continues to accelerate. And I would also say that as we've experienced raw material price escalation and freight cost escalation, we were pretty good at trying to get out in front of it with pricing, and we continue to monitor it so that we're seeing some of that come through now in a pretty significant way that helped.
Part of this interview I want to focus on next, you've been in here long enough to do an analysis and you've probably developed your strategy. Tell us a little bit about Tarkett North America's strategy moving forward, if you would.
Well, you know, from a strategic perspective, our goal is that we want to be the easiest to do business with, and we want to work on how do we go ahead and satisfy all our customers and constituents from an end user, architect, design community, and then the dealer network. And so we're working on how do we go ahead and offer the right products at the right value, whether they're carpet or carpet tile, whether they're resilient or LVT. How do we go ahead and get those placed at the right value at the right time with our customers in order to win in the marketplace? So we're working on how do we consolidate our order desk, how do we go ahead and drive a much simpler sample process, and how do we go ahead and be able to create a seamless way to deliver products and solutions.
You know, a lot of people who know the history of Tarkett North America and the acquisitions, obviously Johnsonite, very strong brand, sold through distribution. Then Tandis, also very strong with a subproduct of Powerbond, but also in the modular carpet business. And then there's the Centiva business. You've spent a lot of money down in Florence, Alabama. You're still in the VCT business. So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of those parts and how you plan to grow those.
LVT, I think everybody recognizes that LVT is really accelerating in the marketplace, and we have invested relatively significantly in Florence to expand our LVT capability, and we're going to continue to do that. We're going to focus on not only new technologies within LVT, but also design differentiation, and we'll continue to do that. In the carpet business, you know, we're looking to say, okay, how do we sunset some of our older products, and how do we reintroduce new collections and new designs that fit more of the trends that we see coming? And then from the Johnsonite business, we continue to look at refreshing that product portfolio and putting in a process that says, okay, how are we going to manage our product life cycles in these products and continue to update them and be sure that they also are meeting the needs of what our customers are looking for future installations.
You continue to go to the market with a double approach of some businesses through distribution and some direct?
Yeah, we'll continue to do that because we want to sell the way our customers buy. And I think that that's critical for us. We're going to continue to work with the A&D community and end users to write specifications around, you know, performance specifications around what our products can do. Powerbond's a good example. But at the same time, we also want to be able to be flexible enough to recognize that different customers buy different ways, and we want to be able to satisfy them in any method that they want to source product and solutions.
All right, so you continue to see A&D as an area where you can build a brand and have a presence from a specifications perspective.
I do think that we can build a differentiated presence, one that provides the right solution at the right value for what the A&D community needs. And I do think that as the flooring industry continues to evolve, the ability to service end users, the A&D community, and the channel partners, I think that they're all critical components in the value chain that we have to be cognizant of and be willing to serve in the appropriate manner.
Okay, Andrew, it's great to catch up with you. I've been talking to Andrew Bonham, the President and CEO of Tarkett North America, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.